They all look good on you, dear.
You're just saying that because you're my mother.
No, I'm saying it because I'm in a hurry. Why not ask your father?
You got something special going tonight, Judy? Eddie Rakitowski, a good spaceball player, and a better chowhound. Has he been over for breakfast?
I haven't gone with Eddie since spaceball season ended 2 weeks ago. I've got a new dream lover now.
Well, I hope he's on a diet.
If it'll make you happy, I promise not to mention him ever again.
Good. Then I'll promise not to worry about
him. Get moving, George. You've got 5 minutes to get to work.
I haven't had my coffee yet.
Forget it, forget it, forget it.
Okay, okay, okay. Anything else?
Don't forget to drop your boy crazy daughter off at school.
Daddy, did you program that? You don't really think I'm boy crazy, do you?
Honey, there's nothing wrong with playing the field until Mr. Wright comes along.
I know. When did you realize Mom was the one?
I fell in love with your mom the first time I saw her.
Yeah, that's the way it happens. Mom was pretty young when you were married, wasn't she?
Oh, yes, but say, young lady, don't get any fancy romantic ideas. That was a long time ago, and things are different now. Just a little late, depending on your watch. Or on time, depending on your watch.
Hold it. You blew it again, Jetson.
Or late, depending on your watch.
Mr. Spacely wants to see you.
Right, on the double.
Wrong, on the quadruple.
In conclusion, I think that Sam Spacely's educational background will be a perfect complement to our company's current staff. Are there any questions?
And what will Mr. Spacely's duties be?
Young Sam will be involved in all aspects of production, Jetson. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in light of the fact that this meeting took up 10 minutes of valuable production time, all of you will be more than happy to forego your morning coffee break. Aww. Just 1 millisecond, Jetson. I have a few words to say to you.
Mr. Spacely, about being late, you see...
Save it, Jetson. If you'd have been on time for a change, you would have heard that we are acquiring new executive timber around here. Of course, that may eventually necessitate the removal of some dead wood.
I think I get the drift, sir.
Now, Sam here shows promise, but he needs someone to show him the ropes. Someone who has that sixth sense so important in the sprocket game.
Is that why you're asking me to break Sam in, boss?
No, Jetson. I can't spare anyone with those talents at the moment. So I'm forced to depend on you.
I'd be proud to show young Sam here the ins and outs of Spacely Sprockets.
I know you'll cooperate with your new boss.
My new boss.
Your soap opera is on in 2 minutes, Rosie.
Shh, not so loud.
Hurry, Mrs. J. You don't want to be late.
Late? Late for what?
Whatever you're late for.
But I don't.
Of course you do.
Do what?
Mrs. J., if you can't remember all the things you have to do, how can you expect me to?
Okay, if you insist.
I thought she'd never leave.
And now, from Pluto, we bring you the game show where only newlyweds compete. Let's get married.
Let's get comfy.
Yes, Sam, Spacely Sprockets is one of the premier sprocket manufacturing plants in the universe. And I'm quoting right out of Mr. Spacely's manual. Here we have the heart of Spacely Sprockets, the sprocket stamping machine. Notice how painstakingly each sprocket is shaped, molded, dipped, and cooled. Well, not quite cool enough.
And a little too painstakingly for my taste, as we used to say at MIT.
You attended Moon Institute of Technology?
Graduated when I was 14. Took my master's at VMI.
Venusian Megabucks Institute?
Right. And the buzzwords were always the same. Volume. Volume, Jetson.
Sam, Mr. Spacely, sir, I wouldn't touch that dial.
And initiative, Jetson.
No, no!
No, no, must be turned into yes, yes. And that's why new blood is needed around here.
Look out!
as we used to say, don't be afraid of failure as long as it leads to success.
I'm sure there are many around left to say that.
Jetson, look at this mess. It'll take days to get this equipment back online. Who's responsible?
Well, you see, sir,
You, Jetson? I should dock your pay for a month for this little stunt. You'll have to set a better example for my nephew, Jetson.
This is our billing department. It's well managed by our robo-accountants.
Better managed by half the number.
Sam, what are you doing?
Sorry, fellows, but I'm sure you won't mind taking a short hiatus.
Sam, don't do this.
Trim the fat, Jetson. Trim the fat.
Okay, 3CPA. What airhead just lost the current invoices for Jupiter? Jetson, what in the galaxy are you doing here?
Sam was just...
Oh, shame on you, Jetson. Trying to blame an innocent youth for the failures of a middle-aged man. You're above this, Jetson. Not much, but a little.
But Uncle Cosmo...
Don't try to cover for him, Sam. Get up to your office where you can't cause any more damage than usual.
Busy morning like that makes you hungry, doesn't it, Jetson? Why don't you get me a plutonian pizza, an order of French fries, and a Martian malt, and get what you want for yourself?
I don't think your uncle would like me raiding his executive menu later.
Are you kidding? Executive perks, you know. Any problems, I'm right behind you.
Oh, I can depend on that.
Hi, are you alone?
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, is the elopement still on?
You bet it is.
Where do you want a rendezvous?
My house tonight. Does your uncle know about this?
Nobody does. It's going to be the surprise of the century.
Your uncle said there's no such thing as a free lunch. Well, I told him it was for you.
Jetson, in the future, kindly knock before entering.
My own office?
Sorry, Jetson. A personal call. A very private personal call.
Well, here's the...
Oh, forget it.
Huh?
Two times when a man isn't hungry, Jetson. When there's work to be done, and when he's in love.
Home already, Miss Judy?
I've got something kind of secret going on this evening, and I need your help.
What kind of help, Miss Judy?
Maybe I shouldn't get you involved.
Involve me. I won't tell.
You promise?
I swear on my mother's rechargeable batteries.
Well, I've got this friend who wants to get married, but...
But she's afraid to tell her parents.
Especially her father.
Of course. He probably thinks they're too young to get married.
Right. But people like Mom and Dad got married when they were almost as young as...
Miss Judy, if you're sure that these friends of yours are made for each other, I'll be more than glad to help.
Time for the edge of space, Rosie.
Who cares? I got a soap opera romance right here at home.
Oh, Jetson, isn't it customary to have the boss over for dinner?
Sometimes.
Good. How about tonight?
Gee, I'd love to, but not tonight. My wife's at a women's club meeting and...
That's all right, George. I'm not picky. How does a cold pizza, soggy French fries, and a warm Martian malt sound to you?
Sounds like we're eating at my house.
Hi, Daddy.
Never mind. And welcome to this friend, whoever he may be.
I'd like you to meet a business associate of mine, Sam Spacely. He'll be having dinner with us.
Oh, hello, Sam.
Glad to meet you.
Come on, Mr. J. I could use some help in the kitchen.
The kitchen?
I hardly expected to see you arrive here with my dad.
Yeah, do you believe it? We're working together at the plant.
Don't worry, Mr. J. These things have a way of working out.
What things? What are you talking about?
No things. I was just thinking, they do make a nice couple.
Who does?
Who does? Oh, nobody does.
You said they make such a nice couple. Now, what's going on, Rosie?
Nothing. Nothing's going on, Mr. Jang. How can you be so suspicious? Just because somebody says some other people make a nice couple doesn't mean Judy's getting married.
Judy? Getting married?
Malfunction. Disregard. Disregard.
Never mind that. I'm disregarding your disregard. Now, what's this about Judy?
Judy? Correction, not Judy. Ancient history malfunction. Make that Juliet, as in Romeo and Judy. Correction, Juliet.
Wait a minute. Judy was trying to tell me something this morning.
And I'm trying to tell you something right now. Don't go into that living room.
Oh, okay, Asteroid. We'll be right down. Asteroid's in the carport?
Let's go.
Bye, Daddy. Bye, Rosie. I won't be home until late.
Thanks again, Judy, for helping us out. Are you sure you wouldn't like to be my maid of honor?
Oh, gee, I'd like to, but I have to be over at school for the big game and a big date.
It's no use, Mr. J.
Aubrey, give me a hand, will you? Sorry, folks, but I have to stop my daughter from marrying some clown. Some other clown. Another perfect day. I managed to undercut Spacely on two contracts.
But you didn't make any profit on the deals, Mr. Cogswell.
Who cares? It's a matter of principle. I just love to stick it to that Spacely.
Oh, a message for you, Mr. Cogswell.
Dear Daddy, by the time you see this, I'll be on Pluto marrying Sam Spacely. Please try to understand. Your little princess, Asteroid.
What? What's she talking about? My little princess married to a Spacely?
Are you all right, Mr. Cogswell?
Of course I'm not all right. Get Spacely on the phone. Spacely, you little weasel. Of all the dirty tricks you pulled on me, this is the worst.
What? What trick?
How dare you let your trip of a nephew run off with my daughter?
Run off? Your mouth is running off. What are you blabbing about?
Watch my lips, Spacely. They are getting married.
My favorite nephew marrying that rough daughter of yours?
Not if I can stop it.
You'll stop them? I'll stop them first.
You don't even know where they are.
I don't trust you, Cogswell, but this time we better stop them together.
Get over here right away, and we'll take my limo to Pluto.
That broken-down heap of space debris? It'll never make it. I'll pick you up in my limo.
Sorry, we're booked solid.
All of the wedding chapels are busy?
There's a large group of Venusian polygamists in town. Got things tied up until next week.
We can't wait.
There must be something we can do. When in trouble, improvise.
Well, I'll check one more time. Wait a minute. Here's something. There's been a fight over at that game show, Let's Get Married. You want to get married on TV? You got it.
We'll take it.
Right. Let's let the universe know how we feel about each other.
Boy, I'd like to let the universe know how I feel about my wife.
Pardon me, were Mr. and Mrs. Spacely just married here?
I am sorry, sir. All marriage information is strictly confidential. Excuse me, it's time for my Lubra coffee break.
I now pronounce you...
Oh, no, you don't. Whoops. Pardon me, kids.
Would the usher please show this gentleman to the door?
Jetson! What in the universe are you doing here?
Mr. Spacely, as fine a young man as your nephew is, I think that he and my daughter are a little young to get married.
Jetson, what are you talking about?
Mr. Cogswell.
Spacely's nephew is marrying my daughter, not yours.
You mean Sam and Asteroid Cogswell? What was I worried about?
Jetson, you were supposed to look after my nephew. If my nephew gets married, you're fired.
And I'll see to it you'll never work again anywhere in this whole galaxy.
I guess I got plenty to worry about.
It's time for everybody's favorite romantic game show, Let's Get Married. And first up on today's show is a real Romeo and Juliet story. The future Mr. and Mrs. Spacely, Sam and Asteroid.
Come on! We've got to get over to the studio before it's too late.
You know, Ed, if that last couple had only battled it out on camera, it might have added a little interest to this tired show.
Yeah! When she decked him with that 1-2, it could have made the fight of the week.
Trouble with this stuff, it's so predictable.
If there be anyone who can give reason why this couple should not be joined in holy wedlock, let him now speak.
I've got a couple hundred good reasons.
Not nearly as many as I do.
How can you marry this bum?
What do you mean, bum?
Quiet, you little space shrimp.
Put him up, you four-eyed.
Hey, throw those guys out.
Are you kidding? This has the makings of the fight of the century.
Mr. Spacely! Mr. Cogswell!
Stay out of this, Jetson!
Daddy! I'll never forgive you for this! Never! Come on, Sam!
Hey! Where are they going?
They can't do that! Get them!
Bailiff, the next case, please. I assume that you are the plaintiff, young lady. What seems to be the problem?
My father and his uncle. They won't let Sam and me get married.
Yeah, they're trying to break us up.
Asteroid! Princess! Come back here!
I take it you are the defendants?
This man's woof-woof daughter has entrapped my nephew!
His fluffy nephew has seduced my daughter into marriage!
Please, one at a time! You may proceed.
Your Honor, my father thinks Sam isn't good enough to marry me, but he's really a fine young man.
He's a bum!
Sam is a talented executive at Spacely Sprockets. Ask my trusted employee here, George Jetson.
Would you agree with that statement?
Well, Your Honor...
Go ahead, George. Tell the truth.
He's brought some new and very interesting ideas to the Spacely Sprockets.
See, Dad, I love him. We want to get married.
Well, Princess, is it really that important?
It means everything to me.
If you really feel that way...
Sam, if you marry this girl, I'll fire you.
Too late, Spacely. He quits. He's working for someone who recognizes young talent.
Oh, no, you don't, Cogswell. You're not going to pirate my executive staff. I'm doubling his salary.
Mr. Spacely.
Stay out of this, Jetson. I'll triple your salary.
You can't take my son-in-law away from me. I'll give you a vice presidency and a liberal raise.
I'm sorry, Uncle Cosmo, but I don't feel you appreciate the contributions I've made today. Like stepping up Sprocket production?
You turned up the volume?
And trimmed the fat in accounting.
You pulled the plug on the accountants? I think you're right, Sam. I won't stand in your way.
I rule that no grounds for the denial of this wedding exist.
Great! If you'll all just come back with me to my show, we'll continue with the ceremony.
You're out of order. I'm marrying this couple right here.
I object, Your Honor.
Objection overruled. Get back to your own show. I hear it needs an audience. By the power vested in me by the Intergalactic Broadcasting Network, I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Yes, indeed, Spacely. Not only didn't I lose a daughter, but I gained a son who knows the inner workings of Spacely Sprocket.
Jetson!
Gee, Mr. Spacely, how much could Sam know? He was only with us for one day.
Don't try to con me, Jetson. I know what you did. Cogswell didn't lose a daughter. He gained another incompetent vice president.
Does that mean that there's an opening on your executive staff?
You're right, Jetson. My nephew, Harvey Sonic Blast, would be just right for the job.
George Jetson, of all the ridiculous ideas, thinking Judy had run off to get married.
Yeah. Where would I ever get a dumb idea like that?
I think I hear the memo minder calling.
Daddy, I thought we were closer than that.
Honey, I'm sorry I jumped to those conclusions. I should have known my baby better than that.
I think we all should be more trusting of our children.
Besides, how could I possibly marry Sam when Harvey Sonic Blast has just asked